Hey there everybody, I hope we're all having a great day today. Thank you so much for clicking this video and supporting my podcast, I really appreciate it. So before we go on any further, I should give a disclaimer that this one is more of an introduction video, it's not really a story. So if you're looking for a story, then I would suggest checking out any of my other videos. Also, this is just going to be a unwritten introduction to my podcast. Usually I would write scripts down. But for this one, it's just kind of, I'm doing it live. Also, another thing is that I am sitting in a very uncomfortable position in like this little booth thing. So if you hear like my breathing, I do apologize for it. I really hope that doesn't come out. I'm going to put some sound in underneath this. So hopefully that'll fix it right up. Anyway, my name is Alex, and if you like the artwork done for my Where We Town logo, you can actually get work done by a really good friend of mine who actually did that piece for me. Her name is XX Dubstep Wolf XX, and you could follow her on Instagram and Twitter. She's really talented, and she's really, like, she works with you, and she keeps you up to date. Honestly, doing commission work from her is really, inexpensive as well as really great quality, and she works with you throughout the entire time, and I really recommend her. If you want anything done, go check her out. Again, XX Dubstep Wolf XX on Instagram and Twitter. So just a little bit about me and why I created the podcast is I want to do what I love, and that is telling stories. I love to tell stories, and I love to kind of engage with the audience and help them to tell one big amazing story, you know what I mean? So I also really want to work for cartoons. I want to write scripts for cartoons. Like I said, all these stories are scripted. I write them all down, and I use my Celtics, I don't know, people are gonna probably tear me apart in the comments, however this works, I'm not sure. All I know is that I love to write, and I want to write for cartoons. I want to mostly go to Cartoon Network. I love to work at Cartoon Network, and I know what you're probably thinking right now, like, oh, you're telling scary stories, why would Cartoon Network, like, or any other place that does cartoons want to hire you if you're doing scary stuff, you know? And to be honest, I write a little bit of everything. Again, in my Celtics, however you want to pronounce it. To me, it's tomato, tomato, but however you want to pronounce it. I could be totally wrong. Anyway, the way I do it is I actually write a little bit of everything. I have a little bit of drama, a little bit of action, some scary stuff, and I have deep, meaningful stuff that talks about emotions and stuff like that. But no matter what I really write, I always find myself coming back to, like, creepy, scary stories. And the reason for that is when I was, like, a little kid, I would watch all these, like, really old scary stories with my dad, or scary movies with my dad, like Attack of the Giant Ants, where they just took a bunch of ants, put them in like a little town, and just recorded it, and then slapped a green screen up and told some actors, hey, there are ants behind you, we need you to like act scared, you know. I would watch those. I would watch Godzilla, Twilight Zone, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Arl Stein's A Haunting Hour, Goosebumps, all that stuff. And I kind of developed this fascination for like cozy, scary stories. And so that's what I want to do with this podcast. I want to put out there my ideas, and they're not to necessarily scare people or anything like that. My goal for this podcast is to give something to people that they're able to vibe with and that they're able to kind of resonate with. And no matter what you're doing, whether you're going for a drive, doing chores, working out, or whatever, I want you to be able to vibe with my podcast and love it. Even if it's not necessarily scary, I want you to be able to vibe with it. I try to go to dark comedy. I mean, There's even stuff that I've written about the Bible and I just kind of rewrote it in a funny way, you know? So I do really write a lot of everything. It's just like, I guess every fourth thing I have written down on my writing software is something kind of creepy or scary. And so that's why I was just like, you know what? Let me just make a podcast where I just tell like creepy stories. Also, I just have to apologize. I'm new to this whole podcasting thing. If anybody's got constructive criticism for me, not just like shading me, but like constructive criticism for me, I'd love it because I am new to this whole thing. I'm just some dude who has not taken any classes, who knows nothing about this stuff. I'm just some dude who's trying to like get working on my career, get working on my dreams. You know, I'm not sitting back anymore. I'm not making excuses. I'm out there working. And I spent a lot of time writing. I spent a lot of time doing research. I did a lot of time learning to do this stuff. But again, I'm not a professional. So if anybody's got like constructive criticism for me, I'd love it. Like, I'm just some dude who's trying to like get his dream up and running. I'm some dude who's trying to get his career going. You know what I mean? I'm not just like sitting on the sidelines anymore and like thinking about my dream happening and not doing any steps. You know, I'm actually doing things that get me closer to my career, you know? And that's one thing that I want to do with all of you as my listeners, as my supporters. I want you guys to feel free to message me anything, you know, kind of like if you have ideas, anything like that, I will gladly give you a huge shout out. If I use one of your ideas, and I'll give you a shout out so the credit goes to you. People know that it's actually you and not me who came up with the story. But for the most part, I do want to write my own stuff. Just because I am going to be kind of working for my career and using my own writing. But if I think you've got a really good idea and seem pretty passionate about it, I'll go ahead and write a story around your idea. Shoot you out a shout out, let the people know it's you. And I just want to engage my audience. I want to engage my listeners, viewers, however this works. I'm not sure, but I want to engage all of you and let you know that all of you are really important to me. And that's like kind of where I want to go with this podcast. I want this podcast to take me to a place that I've never really been before in terms of my life, you know? Like, I want to engage the audience. I want to message whoever wants to message me and just kind of get to know them a little bit better. Just kind of, I want to engage the audience and let them know that I'm really listening. Let them know that I'm really, like, reading those comments. And I want to make a podcast that's something that you all approve of. You know what I mean? Like, I want all of you, obviously, I want to be doing my own thing and working towards my career, but I want all of you to know that I am a person of the people. I've always kind of been thinking about what's best for all of us rather than what's best for life. You know what I mean? So I want to engage all of you, and I want you all to kind of tell me your ideas. Tell me, you know, ask me questions. And I just want all of you to get to know me through my work. And I want this to kind of take me to a place that I've never been in my life. And I kind of want to do this full time. Right now I'm working at a job, which it's nice and everything. But to be honest, I kind of want to work for myself with this whole podcasting stuff until writing takes me somewhere. You know, I want to like, I want to make this my full-time job, and I want to just dedicate my time to writing. It's the one thing that I love to do. I've had so many different jobs, from like customer service, food, retail, worked in an office, worked as a janitor, and throughout the entire time, like I remember I was working at this restaurant. I'm not going to name any names, but I was working at this restaurant. And I was up at the front counter doing cash register. And whenever nobody was looking, I would always like feed receipt paper and take one of my pens out and just start writing down like short ideas or writing down mini stories and, you know, stuff like that. And just kind of putting them in this book that I have of just ideas and stories. And honestly, I have a few notebooks at my house and they all look like they're written by a madman. I've got writing going down the correct way. I've got writing kind of going up on the sides horizontally. I've got some upside down writing. I've got writing from receipt paper that is just shoved in the book. I do all that stuff. And that's what I want to do with this podcast. I just want to write and I want to just commit my time to writing so that I can practice my craft and get better at it and give all of you something that is really nice to vibe with and resonate with. You know what I mean? And that's what I want to do with this podcast. This is where I want it to go. And ultimately, I want it to take me to kind of, and I know that like I'm not going to be able to go into writing from this podcast alone. I am working on other stuff, but unfortunately, as of right now, because I have a full-time job, it does kind of take me away from writing to a degree. So again, that is why I just kind of want to make this my full-time job, and I want to write, and I want to just kind of put my work out there in different social medias once those get up and running. I do have an Instagram that I am working on to kind of make it more for podcasts, but of course I am waiting for more stuff to kind of come up, which leads me into my next thing. I want to put up videos once a week. That's what I'm aiming for, once a week videos. I do have another job that is currently paying the bills. So until I could find that, like until I can make enough money from podcasting to write full time, I will have to take that very seriously. I do want to post once a week. That's what I'm aiming for. And honestly, I'm really excited about this. I can't wait to see where this goes. I hope you've enjoyed this and I hope this has been informative. I hope it's been very entertaining too. Although I will say I've noticed I talk very slow. Kind of like Stanley from The Office, you know. But yeah, I do talk pretty slow, I guess. I guess you could say I'm just trying to figure out my words better to best suit all of you, you know. I don't know. I'm just trying to make up excuses at this point. Anyway, I would like to talk a little bit about the setting in my podcast. I've taken a lot of time to kind of think about how it'll go and what my idea is for it. So I created this town called Where We USA. And pretty much without really spoiling it, because there are going to be episodes kind of dedicated to the kind of lore about the town, is that this town is, there's a reason for why it does the way it does, but pretty much what it does is it will disappear from time to time and it'll reappear at random spots. So I want you to think about a time, because I know that this happened to me, but I want you to think about a time where you were passing by some place that you've always passed by and you saw something. And it just kind of seemed out of place. And you were thinking to yourself, how long has I been here for? You know, that's kind of what the town of Where We does. It disappears and reappears at some random spot in America. And it'll just keep doing that periodically. And it's random pretty much. And whenever it does this, weird occurrences happen. And that's all I'm going to really tell you about as of right now. But I have put a lot of thought into this town of Where We. And I hope that all of you love the direction it's going to be taking. Also, when I use this voice, this is kind of like the voice I'm going to be using to kind of narrate things, as well as use this voice to cover any actions that I feel are necessary to cover. Like important actions or important things that you, the audience, should know that you had written in a script. And that's like kind of where I want to go with this podcast. I want this podcast to take me to a place that I've never really been before in terms of my life, you know? Like, I want to engage the audience. I want to message whoever wants to message me and just kind of get to know them a little bit better. Just kind of, I want to engage the audience and let them know that I'm really listening. Let them know that I'm really, like, reading those comments. And I want to make a podcast that's something that you all approve of, you know what I mean? Like, I want all of you, obviously I want to be doing my own thing and working towards my career, but I want all of you to know that I'm person of the people. I've always kind of been thinking about what's best for all of us rather than what's best for, like, you know what I mean? So I want to engage all of you, and I want you all to kind of tell me your ideas, tell me, you know, ask me questions. And I just want all of you to get to know me through my work. And I want this to kind of take me to a place that I've never been in my life. And I kind of want to do this full time. Right now I'm working at a job, which it's nice and everything, but to be honest, I kind of want to work for myself, with this whole podcasting stuff until writing takes me somewhere. You know, I want to make this my full-time job, and I want to just dedicate my time to writing. It's the one thing that I love to do. I've had so many different jobs, from like customer service, food, retail, worked in an office, worked as a janitor, and throughout the entire time, like, I remember I was working at this restaurant. I'm not going to name any names, but I was working at this restaurant and I was up at the front counter doing cash register. And whenever nobody was looking, I would always like feed receipt paper and take one of my pens out and just start writing down like short ideas or writing down mini stories and, you know, stuff like that. And just kind of putting them in this book that I have of just ideas and stories. And honestly, I have a few notebooks at my house, and they all look like they're written by a madman. I've got writing going down the correct way. I've got writing kind of going up on the sides horizontally. I've got some upside down writing. I've got writing from receipt paper that is just shoved in the book. I do all that stuff. And that's what I want to do with this podcast. I just want to write, and I want to just commit my time to writing, so that I can practice my craft and get better at it and give all of you something that is really nice to vibe with and resonate with. You know what I mean? And that's what I want to do with this podcast. This is where I want it to go. And ultimately, I want it to take me to kind of, and I know that, like, I'm not going to be able to go into writing from this podcast alone. I am working on other stuff, but unfortunately, as of right now, because I have a full-time job, it does kind of take me away from writing to a degree. So again, that is why I just kind of want to make this my full-time job, and I want to write, and I want to just kind of put my work out there in different social medias once those get up and running. I do have an Instagram that I am working on to kind of make it more for podcasts, but of course I am waiting for more stuff to kind of come up, which leads me into my next thing. I want to put up videos once a week. That's what I'm aiming for, once a week videos. I do have another job that is currently paying the bills, so until I could find that, like, until I can make enough money from podcasting to write full time, I will have to take that very seriously. I do want to post once a week. That's what I'm aiming for. And honestly, I'm really excited about this. I can't wait to see where this goes. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope this has been informative. I hope it's been very entertaining too. Although I will say, I've noticed that I talk very slow. Kind of like Stanley from The Office, you know, but, yeah, I do talk pretty slow, I guess. I guess you could say I'm just trying to figure out my words better to best suit all of you, you know. I don't know. I'm just trying to make up excuses at this point. Anyway, I want all of you to have an amazing day, and I hope that all of you will check out my podcast in the future. Thank you and have a great day.